see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet, I'm God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this terrific Tuesday, June 9th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got some political financing information, a story to share with you guys. And I want you to put this into proper perspective. The United Democracy Project. This is a super PAC affiliated with the American Israeli Public Affairs Committee. AIPAC has purchased more than $2 million in ad reservations in support of Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Haley Stevens, Democrat from Birmingham, Michigan. Now, why am I bringing this story up? Well, number one, this is in response to the UAW, United Auto Workers, endorsement of one of her opponents, Abdul El Sayed, for this primary election coming up on August 4th. AIPAC, AIRPAC, many short-term call it, American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee. $2 million ad reservations in support of Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Haley Stevens. Folks, this is the same PAC that has donated well over, I believe, $100,000 now at this point to incumbent Republican Congressman Jack Bergman. Just put that into perspective. Why do they feel it's so important to donate this amount of money to an incumbent running for re-election, Republican, while at the same time committing a huge $2 million in ads for a Democrat U.S. Senate candidate? This is just amazing to me. Today's purchase marks the fifth super PAC or outside group that is spending money in support of Haley Stevens this campaign season, according to data reviewed on the political advertising website Ad Impact. Again, coming right on the very same day that Abdul El Sayed announced his endorsement from the UAW. Back in 2024, United Democracy Project spent nearly $4 million to support Haley Stevens in her primary election against former U.S. Congressman Andy Levin, a Jewish leader in Michigan, whose views diverged with AIPAC on funding Israel. Third candidate in the Democratic U.S. Senate primary, State Senator Mallory McMorrow, who doesn't have a chance. Mallory, pack it in. It's game over. You're done. This is going to come down to Abdul El Sayed, backed by the UAW, and Haley Stevens, backed by AIPAC. Unbelievable. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Covering this story about Haley Stevens getting money from AIPAC, American Israel Public Affairs Committee, United Democracy Project. $2 million they're going to spend in ads to counter the UAW's endorsement of her opponent, Abdul El Sayed. Well, it's kind of interesting because the campaign for Abdul El Sayed honed in on the endorsement and the financial support in a press release that they issued yesterday afternoon. Abdul has tapped into something that voters are hungry for, and that's actually being reflected in the polls, said El Sayed's campaign spokesperson, Roxy Richner. AIPAC and the establishment are falling back on the same big money playbook to boost Haley Stevens and to take down Abdul El Sayed. It's not going to work. Well, that's a good statement. You're doing your job, Roxy, to be a spokesperson. But here are the facts. Whether we like it or not, statewide elections, whether you're running for governor, whether you're running for U.S. Senate, takes a ton of money to advertise on TV. That's where these elections have come down to, folks. I don't care how many yard signs you see. I don't care how many mailers you can mail in the mail. I don't care about text messaging programs. I don't care about geofencing. I don't care about chasing absentee ballots. Name recognition that can be bought with radio and TV ads, especially TV, when it comes to statewide races, is critically important. It takes a ton of money to be able to run an effective name ID campaign. The fact that you guys are listening to this show right now, you need to understand, you need to know that you're basically 10% of the voting public. 10% of the voting public is truly informed, engaged, educated about candidates. Who's running? What's going on inside their campaigns? For example, March 5th, I interviewed Perry Johnson. Meet the man. If you'd like that interview texted to you, just text me PJ for Perry Johnson. I've turned it into a YouTube video. It's the audio of the podcast with our pictures on it, but you can listen to the entire interview if you'd like to meet the man, Perry Johnson. A week later, March 12th, I interviewed Ralph Rebant. Well, I hate to say it, but Ralph Rebant just got screwed by the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson's office, Jonathan Brader, her Director of Elections, the court system, including all the way up to and including the Michigan Supreme Court. You have to turn in 15,000 minimum good, valid signatures to be on the ballot for August 4th. Ralph turned in over 18,000, I believe 300-400 signatures. And because of an administrative rule by the Secretary of State, Bureau of Elections, they didn't take the time to sit down and look at all 18,000 signatures that Ralph Rebant turned in. Like all the other candidates, they treated them fairly. They randomly chose 750 signatures to verify whether they're good or not. Did they sign the right sheet for the right county? Are they truly registered to vote at the address they wrote on the petition sheet? Well, out of the small sampling of 750 signatures out of over 18,000, the staff, the employees of Jocelyn Benson's Secretary of State's office, Bureau of Elections, deemed 216 of these signatures were bad. Therefore, if you extrapolate the percentage of good versus bad, Ralph Rebant was short 85 signatures. 85. Based on their random sampling technique. Well, he hired an attorney. He took him to court. The lower court said, sorry, you don't meet their guidelines based on their methodology of reviewing valid signatures in the state of Michigan to be on the ballot. So he took it to the appellate court. On an expedited basis, they too held up the lower court's decision. Then on an emergency basis, made a motion that the Michigan Supreme Court would rule on the case. They denied Ralph Rebant from being on the ballot. I personally love Ralph and his wife. Christian pastor brother, heart in the right place, wanting to do the right things for the state of Michigan as the next governor of the state, not going to be on the ballot. Why? Politics. Pure and simple. The machine does not want a Christian pastor to be on the ballot for governor of the state of Michigan. So, as a result, there's only going to be four Republicans for governor on the ballot this year. All of them are politicians, former, current politicians, except for one, Perry Johnson. Never been elected to anything. He's running for governor as a businessman. Just like Donald Trump. Financing his own campaign. If you want to go to his website, perryjohnson.com, you'll see his run for governor, what he's going to do. But you won't see something that all the other candidates running for every single office has on their campaign website. I don't care if it's Mike Rogers, the foregone conclusion candidate for Republican for U.S. Senate with Donald Trump's endorsement. He's going to win on August 4th, period. I believe he's also unopposed. I don't care if it's Jocelyn Benson's website for governor. Doesn't matter. Any candidate out there has this except for Perry Johnson. You know what it is? A donate button. I was at a town hall meeting in Charlevoix. A very small group of folks met with Perry Johnson yesterday. Perry Johnson's not going to take a salary. He's going to return all of his salary for governor and is only going to accept $1. Legally, he has to do that to be able to continue being the governor. Donating the money back to the state of Michigan's Department of Treasury. He will be governor for 4 years for $4 the entire time he's governor. That's all he's going to accept as a paycheck. If you go to perryjohnson.com, you're not going to see a donate button. He doesn't want your money. He wants you to keep your money. He is the only candidate self-funding his campaign for governor, and he's doing it with huge, huge numbers. Going to outspend John James, Mike Cox, and Eric Nesbitt. Because 90% of the people who vote on August 4th don't listen to this show. They don't know anything about politicians. They don't know anything about their policies. They don't know that Perry Johnson's going to eliminate both the state income tax first, then property taxes in phases. If you're on Medicare, you're a senior, you're not going to have to pay property taxes with Perry Johnson being the next governor. He's going after seniors' property taxes first. As he continues to do his audit and reduces the budget in Lansing, he's then going to eliminate property taxes for everybody else, because it's not right that the seniors are the only ones that don't have to pay property taxes. But he's got to find the money to do it in this bloated, way, way overspending that's happening in the state. He will find the waste, the fraud, the duplication, and the stupid spending and eliminate it. Pass the savings on to us, the people of the state of Michigan. Not to special interest groups, not to lobbyists, but to us. And when he does that, our state population is going to start to grow. Perry Johnson says by the end of his first term, we will be close to 14, 15 million people. Currently, we're below 10. There will be need for housing. There will be need for people to be able to move here, work here, because rich people who don't have to pay income tax will gravitate to our state. With their money brings jobs. They start businesses or bring their businesses here from other states, and they need to hire. How do you get young people to move back to Michigan? Eliminate property taxes. Make affordable housing affordable so that they don't have to pay property taxes. But Randy, how are we going to pay for the roads, the schools, the prisons, the things that we're constitutionally obligated to do, police and fire, hospital? How are we going to do all that? Very simple. Send what remaining taxes we do have to the local counties. Local revenue sharing at the local county level. You got a road in your county? I don't care if it's I-75 over in Gaylord. Fix it. Work with Washington, the Department of Transportation in Washington, and fix I-75. All your state trunk roads, your county roads, your local roads, if it's in your county road commission will have the resources, the money, the machines, and the men to fix it. Eliminate MDOT from fixing roads, bridges, things here in the county local level. Take it away from MDOT and give it to the local county road commissions. That's his plan. Very simple, common sense. Something I've been yelling and screaming about for decades. Ever since I ran for state senate back in 2010 against Howard Walker, it's exactly what I've been calling for. Eliminate the income tax, rich people will come. Bring their jobs, get rid of the property tax, if young folks will come to our state. It's not going to be the nice, quiet northern Michigan you've been used to for years. We need to grow. Gaylord screwed up last night. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.